The song number 195. A Christian hymnal, song number 195. Next number is 322. Christian hymnal number 322.
Thank you.
For our last number, let's turn to 577. And after this number, we'll look to the Ron Hostetler for our devotions. 577.
Good evening, greet each one in Christ's name this evening. For a devotion, turn with me to Psalms 111. Chapter 111 and part of verse 113. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works. He hath given them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The Lord is worthy of our praise. And I guess the question I want to ask myself, do I praise and thank him enough? There's many little things in life that come our way, and everyday happenings, do we praise him? Do I thank him enough? Chapter 113, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. How many everyday things happen in our lives? Or do we just, from the time we get up to evening, do we go about our daily things? How many times through the day do we stop and thank him? How many times do we come home from town or anywhere and do we thank him and praise him that we got home safely? There's many people that leave in the morning and don't come back. Here a while back I was reading in Revelation, and it hit me again how it says in chapter 4, it says that the four beasts were crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. They don't rest day or night. So I think that, you know, the Lord is worthy of our praise, and I don't think we can praise him enough. And sometimes we may even limit the Lord for what the blessings he has for us by not praising him enough. Let's bow our heads. Father, we come before thee again tonight. We just thank thee, we praise thee that we could gather together as we gather to sing praises to thee. We just pray that I would be in our presence. We just pray that I would go with us this coming week, guide us and direct us from day to day. We just pray that we can give thee the praise and the honor that is worthy of thee. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Let's turn our Christian hymnal to song number 5. And after this song, we'll invite the children to come forward, and Caitlin will lead you in a few songs up front. Song number 5. Sing about Jesus who died to save, who for my soul his life he gave. Sing, for he's reigning above the grave. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, my loving Lord. Sing about him. Sing of his goodness in sweet accord. Sing about him, yes, sing about him.
Sing about Jesus, he took me in. Sing of his power, he saves from sin. Sing of his grace, he keeps me clean. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, my loving Lord. Sing about him, sing about him. Sing of his goodness in sweet accord. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, sing for he came my soul to bless, while I with gladness his name confess. Sing about him, yes. Sing about him, sing about Jesus, my loving Lord. Sing about him, sing about him. Sing of his goodness in sweet accord. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus both day and night. This is my theme, my heart's delight. Sing in the Spirit, for it is right. Sing about him, yes, sing about him. Sing about Jesus, my loving Lord. Sing about him, sing about him. Sing of his goodness in sweet accord. Sing about him, yes, sing about him.
Okay, after the children's song, for the order of the service, we'll have two more songs led by Nathan Yoder, and then Brother Mark has agreed to share a men's arrangement. We'll leave that up to him, give him a little time slot there. And then after that, we'll have two more songs by Gerald Miller, and then we'll see what our time holds from there. So the children can come forward at this time.
Good evening. If you would turn in your church hymnals to song number 207. Song number 207. This isn't a song. This is a song I enjoy singing, but it's not a song that we sing very often because it only fits the evening well. So this is an evening song. Day is dying in the west. And for the second song, if you would turn to song number 475. Song number 475, I'm Pressing on the Upward Way. Why don't we stand for this song?
The soul
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, to bring me as I'm onward bound. Lord, let my feet shall higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, let my feet on higher ground. My heart has told me it's hard to stay.
I'd like to ask everybody on this side of the house if they wouldn't mind coming up and singing a couple songs with me. Because I don't want to sing by myself. You don't want me to either. Bring a Christian hymnal with you. Everybody that is able, everybody that feels up to it, I should say. First song, I've enjoyed being here so far. And the first song we're going to sing really goes with the song we just got done singing, I think. And it's Be Strong in the Lord. It's number 448 in the Christian hymnal. And the world we live in is badly in need of men to actually stand up and be strong. I'll speak to you guys, just instead of them. And this song talks about that. Not a macho kind of strength, that's just myself, but it's a strength that comes from the Lord. Psalm 448. Can we get together a little bit more? Maybe come up, you guys can step up. Dad's on the side of the back. All right, just find a part of the sentence.
standing for the truth of His Word. He shall lead you safely through the thickest of the fight. You shall conquer in the name of the Lord.
Firmly stand.
Firmly stand.
Thou canst touch the ocean wide. Savior, pilot me. When at last I near the shore and the fearful breakers roar, 'twixt me and the peaceful rest,
the live stream will pick up something besides me. All right. This evening, I think I would like to try Sing How Great Thou Art. It's not in our hymnals. It's in the Zion's Praises. And I think we'll try, it should be familiar enough to us to sing by memory, obviously. So we'll sing the first verse, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. And then the third verse, which is when I think, and when I think that God, his Son not sparing. Fourth verse, when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation. And I had somewhat of an unplanned jaunt across the countryside this afternoon in the cold air. It's not one for the voice, so sing nice and loud. Thank you. And another reason I led that song is I remember it supposedly being my mom's favorite songs, or one of them. For the next song, I'd like to sing song number 304 in the church hymnal, Let There Be Light, Lord God of Hosts. And the reason I like this song is the relevance to today. It's a plea for God's light, but then what it speaks to us. So the last part of that verse says, let there be deeds instead of boasts. And it's easy for us as Christians to be critical of the world around us and to have a lot of criticisms without... We have the answer, but the tendency is for us to point the finger and have criticisms without answers. And we truly do have the answer, but this... And I remember one of my teachers saying that when we put somebody else down or criticize somebody else, we're essentially lifting ourselves up. And so if that could be our boast, then. But then the rest of this song, just making it personal within our passionate hearts is still to calm the calm that endeth strain and strife. And then just the whole song down through there. Make us ministers of life, purchase from lust that curse and kill. Give us peace, a vision clear. See our brothers good, our own. And just take the time to read the song sometimes. Really just love the words of the song. Let there be light, Lord God of hosts. Song number 304. That's a good start. Well, we'll try that again. What do you guys don't mind blowing the pitch?
Those were great songs. Thank you. We have a little bit of time yet. I think we'll sing one more. And there's something about a song service that I like to try a few uncharted water. I think my voice will hold up to that. I'm not planning on singing a solo. But there's one song here I wondered if you all would know in the church Christian hymnal, song number 233. I don't remember it ever being sung here in my presence, but possibly you know it still. Song number 233, Come to the Savior. Thank you. So how many would know this song? Oh, maybe I will sing a solo. And it may come to you once we start singing. My voice holds out and we'll try it the whole way through.
Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in his word he has shown us the way. Here in our midst he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather, Savior, with thee. In our eternal home, suffer the children, oh, hear his voice. Let every heart leap forth and rejoice, and let us freely make him our choice. Do not delay, but come. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather, Savior, with thee. In our eternal home. Think once again, he's with us today. Heed now his blessed command and obey. Hear now his accents tenderly say, will you, my children, come? Joyful, joyful will the meeting be, when from sin our hearts are pure and free, and we shall gather, Savior, with thee in our eternal.
Okay, I think that's all we have planned for this evening. I thank you, Ron, for sharing your thoughts as far as praise. And that one song, the first one that we sang there, it says, sing in the Spirit, for it is right. And I like the thought that it is a blessing that we can sing, and yet it's also a command. In the top of that song, it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And I think when we come to the full realization of what God has done for us, we'll realize the importance and the power that was with praise. So may that fill our days as we live our lives. We'll turn the time over to ministry this time.